Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
I'm excited to be here. I thought I was going to die yesterday.
Yeah. Well, let's go through that story.
It didn't look good.
You hate travel to begin with.
One, I put everything off till the last minute to get ready for this trip.
Okay. Don't just race through this because I have questions.
I'm going through this step by step. Did you just hear me say one? And I held up a finger.
Yeah, the finger's
up. Hold up another finger, but one. I
the
put
way,
everything off
the
last minute.
Talks to me.
I know. It's just, and we're in paradise.
I don't like it.
And in front of company, no less. It's,
right.
You know, it's one thing.
Is this how you act in front of company? Oh, did I hear that?
Yeah, you are not a fan of travel. You're just not.
I'm fat.
I sat next to him on the plane, and I became not a fan of travel.
It's hard to sit in the 14-inch wide seat they give you.
Yes, it was.
Right. And airplane bathrooms are smaller than I am.
They have to be.
I had to, like, do this to pee.
And you can't. Isn't your head on the door
my
then?
Head, no. My head is on the fuselage of the airplane.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it's going.
Yeah. I have that problem. Being taller,
yeah.
you have to give to the curvature.
I'm not especially
of the
short. I'm right at 6 feet.
Yeah.
So, and then there's this. So,
that's right at 6 feet.
Yeah, it probably is.
Okay, so you.
I waited till the last minute
to pack. All right.
Okay. So Friday I was busy doing everything. My son is house sitting,
right.
So that if anyone comes by, he will shoot them to death.
What if they're just dropping off a package?
Death.
All right.
So I, you know, stocked the refrigerator, get, you know, rooms and pillows and blankets and stuff ready.
Okay.
Try to tidy up in a sort of halfway. I had to do a lot of laundry.
Okay.
So I didn't sleep from Friday morning until we left.
Friday morning, you got up to go. You did the show. You did all this stuff. Okay, so you were up
yeah.
until. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we were at the airport by 4.
Yeah,
so
it was an early morning.
Right.
By the time I was done with everything, it was like, stay up. So
yeah. All right.
I stayed up.
But the good news is you got everything packed, correct?
Except for one thing. Except for one.
You see how I set him up for that? But luckily, you got everything packed.
I remember, you know, it's like, okay, sit on the edge of the bed. I unplug all the sleep apnea pump stuff, mm-hmm. you know, because there's a cord that goes from the wall to a little transformer box. And that's
okay,
one
right.
cord. And then another cord that goes from the transformer box to the pump.
Okay.
That's another one.
Okay.
Then the pump itself. And I got all that packed in there. And
okay,
I thought I could get some other prescriptions packed in here, too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like two birds, one stone. And I did that.
Yeah, you got to maximize it all.
Yeah.
Correct?
There we go.
Hey, sound system
now
is up and running.
They're happy about that.
Yeah. All right.
You hear this
tale
of
just keeps
of
getting better.
Better.
We just keep
this
giving.
This show just keeps getting better.
God, we give to you people.
But I forgot to pack the mask and the hose.
Oops.
You forgot. I mean, you just packed everything else, and it was just you know you need it, right?
Yeah.
You just
because you can't put the sleep pump up in your mouth like a juice box and suck on it all night. So I was.
Whoa. Are you positive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
It's
you
been
tried. All right.
Yeah.
Just checking.
So as soon as I saw I did that, I panicked. And then I called my son and I had him FedEx the mask and the hose here.
Yes.
He did that right away.
What a good.
But it's still not here.
Right.
Because that was Saturday where we discovered
right.
that and
right.
they don't deliver Sundays.
Right. And I heard that Monday Ooh. Was the earliest it would get here.
Right.
Right.
And that won't be here till, you know. And there's kind of iffy coming to customs too. So.
Okay. All right.
So it might get hung up there. I don't know when I'm going to see it.
I heard last night it may never show up here.
Seriously.
Well,
I'm a little worried about
yeah,
that. But
that it may never get here.
So anyway, I was talking. Where's Corvette Ron? I was talking with him a little bit later in the day, kind of because I was tired and
yeah.
I didn't know I was talking to him.
That's the best way to talk to Corvette Ron most of the time.
So I was just.
No, that's right. Ron, he's out of his mind. He hasn't had a lot of sleep.
I was just blabbering away, and, well, Ron has sleep apnea, too, and we were talking about
cat's
that.
Out of the bag now, Ron.
And so, and
you couldn't have, like, shared the pump, like, back and forth, like, huffing or, no, you know, some, I don't. You take one.
He looked upon me and had pity and went and talked to Colleen.
Well, Ron was the first guy I talked to because I knew he had sleep apnea. I'm like, hey, is there any way you can rig this thing or get it rigged? Nope, nope, it works one way.
So suddenly there's a small army, after Colleen finds out, of a small army of people working on this problem to get, you know, a mask here. Mm-hmm. They called all around pharmacies in on the island, and they've never heard of it here.
Well, they've heard of it. They just don't have it.
No, man. We don't have it.
Right. Right.
Everybody sleep here. So then Daisy, Rebecca, somewhere along the line, got wind of this.
And mother.
And suddenly it's all over Facebook.
Yes. And mother.
Mother. Eric's wife. We even got into Eric's wife's brother for assistance here because he supplied the –
Here's the thing. We tracked down the mask. Mother's brother, Rock's brother-in-law, has this problem as well. Now, we get a hold of him texting here from the island because we all, thank God we all bought the international plan for $10 a day. You're crazy if you leave America and don't have that $10 a day plan through your provider. Just don't do it because we used at least $17 worth of data that night trying to track down a mask. So she gets a hold of her brother. He says, yeah, I have a spare. He lives in Sussex. We're in the Bahamas. Okay, we found one. How do we get that to the Bahamas now as quickly as possible? And here's the other thing. He's not home. First thing Rock says is, he's always home. He doesn't go anywhere. He was at a – and then when we find out he's at a wine tasting, Rock goes, wine tasting? What does he know about wine? So once we get past that at dinner, everyone is on their phones. Nobody's even talking to each other. It's just texting, emailing.
I'm proud to have caused that, by the way.
So now we found the mask. Now we need to find how we're going to get it here. And Colleen from Fox World Travel tracks down the people who are not here yet because there's a Sunday flight coming. Who came in on Sunday? So there's a bunch of people came in on Sunday. There's a flight out of Chicago. Now, you got to remember, it's like 7, 8 o'clock at night. They're all in Chicago because the flight is at 5 a.m. Sunday morning. They're leaving. We find one person who is still home, Pamela in Burlington.
Is Pam here?
Yeah.
Thank you, Pam.
Pamela's right there.
Pam.
There's Pamela.
Give a wave again, Pam.
Now we find Pamela at home. Now we've got to find somebody to get this mask from Sussex to Burlington before she leaves for the airport in the next few hours, okay? Before Pamela leaves. All right, now, everyone's on their phones. We get Daisy's dad. He says, I'll do it. But here's Daisy's problem. She goes, I don't want my old father out driving around, on wintry roads. Can we find somebody else? So we try and track down my daughter and her boyfriend, and I can't find them. They're on Water Street, so they're out. I find that out later on. She calls me, hey, what's up? forget it. We're good. Where you been? Water Street.
So
I try to track down your goddaughter.
Well.
Who's on a pub crawl. She's the mother of three.
Well, so Uday, my son, finally did the driving, I guess. So.
We get it down to Pamela's house. Now, here's the problem. Now we get a message from Pamela. Pamela says, hey, I'm going out for cocktails. Pamela, where? Get a microphone in front of Pamela, because we're all sitting at the table going, what, going out for cocktails? You're going to hit me on a plane out of Chicago in a few hours. Are you crazy, Pamela? Just tone it down. So then it's like, okay, well, will the light be on, all this and that? We get it to Pamela's house.
Yeah, so my son drove up there and got it from there and then got it to Pamela's house. He went up to Sussex to pick up, and he had to drive it over to drop it off. So.
Oh, I did miss a step in there. Because the owner of the mask is not home, he's out at a wine tasting, of all things, which is seems ridiculous, but thank you, Matt, for the mask. Mother has to call her sister now to drive over to her brother's house and break in and find this mask in the house because nobody's home. He thinks he knows where it is. And now he's got to give her all the codes to get into the house. She thinks she knows where it is. So who does she take? She takes how old is How old is
12.
Yeah, she takes a 12-year-old with her because 12-year-olds can find anything. Rock's son.
He was fired up, though. He was he was on a mission to save the show.
Oh, really? Was Tater in on this? Oh, I hadn't heard this one yet.
Yeah, yeah, Tater had to go,
so
too.
So Tater is bird-dogging this thing?
I'll find it.
Yeah.
This is his.
All right. I'll find this thing at Uncle Matt's house.
All right,
no
so
problem.
We have two sons in on this thing so far.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Yeah.
So they get to the mask house.
Yeah.
In Sussex.
Okay.
Now we've got to get.
And they all have to meet up there at some particular time, right?
That's where Nick was meeting them there to pick it up.
Right. And so that's got to be arranged, and I don't know what back and forth there went into that.
Yeah.
And Nick texted me, and he said, I think there was less people involved in the storming of Normandy.
Yeah, I know. I probably owe him a new car or something.
God, you're a good dad.
That is good.
I wish I was your son.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Sometimes.
I'd run around for you.
Talk to the real one. He'll wave you off
at car
of
time. So, Pamela, you respond, correct?
Yes.
All right. By the way, this is your first time on the trip, right?
Yes.
Wow, what a splash.
Thank God.
Have you been assigned a buddy? We were thinking about going on the buddy system because a lot of people who have been here the first time don't know about alcohol or something.
This is my fourth time to Jamaica.
Okay, well.
Oh.
First time with the group, though. No, you'll probably be fine then.
Let's, sure. Hold on. Let's make Randy her bender buddy.
Why would you do that to Pam?
The guy who's wearing a T-shirt on that says winner.
With the Ibero star.
You know who wears a T-shirt that says winner on it?
Yeah.
People who are not winners. So, I'm sorry, Pamela. So, you get the call. You respond.
I said, I'm in Burlington. I'll do what I can.
What do you do for a living?
I work for a power company.
A power company. So when people don't have power.
Well, there's not a lot of power companies. It's WEPCO, isn't it? I mean, or We Energies,
I guess.
It's okay. My dad worked for them.
I was told you worked for, like, U.S. Air. Who told me that?
I used to.
Oh, you used to. So that is partially true.
Yes.
All right. And then you said.
I worked for Piedmont Airlines in Toledo when you guys used to work in Toledo.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
Are you stalking us?
A little bit. She's just really slow at it.
You're the second person from. There's another dude. Who is he here yet? His wife was from Toledo. And he was asking me about it. He was asking, like, where you lived. I said, well, Brian lived over on Hill Avenue. I lived over by Southwick Mall. And he knew where it was.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you get the call. Were you going out for cocktails?
Well, I was thinking about it. So I have to shout out to Ed and Vicky. I miss them.
Okay,
I
so
had to save the show.
So you didn't.
No.
Well, you know.
Ed and Vicky, we hate her. She never shows up. This time was the last straw.
And she had the worst excuse this time.
Can you
believe
that?
It was something about an apnea mask, and it was being delivered to her from.
Who could
who gets an apnea
true?
Mask at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night?
To Jamaica.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
She's out of Quill Club.
So, here you are. Now you've made your flight. You've got the mask.
Yep.
Were you worried at any point, like, this might be some sort of setup? You know, like
locked up a bra.
Like you were going to be handed a box with cocaine and told it was a sleep apnea mask. Just take it to Jamaica with you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I read. No problems, man.
No, quite obvious what it was.
Oh, so you saw it.
Yeah, it was just in a plastic bag.
I put it in the plastic bag.
Yeah, what was it? It said, like, USDA beef on it or something.
Yeah.
It was just a shopping bag. Anyway, it was in the little shopping bag. And
my friend was going to be one to take nasty pictures with it, but I couldn't
stop
him.
Yeah, okay.
You're headed on my ass.
That would be real fun.
So you get the mask. You get to the airport on time.
Oh, yeah.
And then we see somebody puts on, I think on the Facebook page, you were on your flight here to Jamaica with Styx, right?
Yes.
The band. They're coming to Jamaica to play, right?
Yep.
And I see that, and the first thing I say is, Styx sucks. It's the mask on the plane. That's all I care about.
Dennis DeYoung.
So it was, and you guys got in about, what, 2 o'clock?
I think by the time we got here.
Yeah, so I was my head was on a pillow at 2:40.
Yeah.
Which was
I think your head was on a pillow in the lounge area.
Yeah, he was in the lounge.
Yeah, I wasn't going to chase around anymore. I had done all I could do yesterday. I got up, I ate, I talked to people, and I thought, I can't move. So
It
totaled up to like 58 hours of being up. So.
Wow. Oh.
And when he,
So then I got to sleep.
You all gasped. And when he said that, when we were sitting up here this morning, I don't know if you overheard, he said, yeah, I think I did a total of 58 hours I was up. And I said, you know, Reitman did 100 hours on the air once.
Oh, boy.
And set the Guinness record. So, you know.
Yeah, but my brain needs more energy than his.